Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scheme. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 30th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very important topic. Today we want to talk about your potential. Specifically, we want to focus on how do you tap into and unlock your true potential. Let me say that again. Today's message is a very important message because many of us live below or beneath our true potential. So first of all, we must establish what I mean or what I talk about when I say potential, what that means. And then we must also understand when we're talking about tapping into something or unlocking something, how do we go about tapping into and unlocking your true potential? Specifically, we're focusing on what I call potential. Potential for me is the Christos. Now, Christos is a term that a lot of people may or may not have heard because Christos is the Greek word for the English word Christ. So many of us are believers. I don't consider myself a believer. I don't consider myself a Christian. I consider myself a knower. I consider myself a child of God. I consider myself a royal priest. I consider myself a holy nation. I consider myself a saint. These are all terms, these are all labels that I can find inside of the Bible or the Helios Biblios. So therefore, I see myself the way God sees me. I don't see myself the way you see me. As such, my vision, my understanding of myself is totally different from your vision and your understanding of myself. So you may see my flaws and my weaknesses, and God doesn't. So I don't see my flaws or my weaknesses because God don't see them. Now, for a lot of people, that's contrary to their theology. I understand. All I'm simply asking is whoever you see yourself as, that's what you become. Let me say that again. Whoever, whatever, whoever or whatever you see yourself as, that's what you become. You become whatever you think about. You bring about whatever you think about. You must have the mental equivalent of the thing God desires for you or what you desire for you. Now, today's message is going to be simple. Today's message is going to be basic. Today's message, we're not going to be jumping into a bunch of Greek and Hebrew, and we're not going to be breaking down the etymology of terms and words. Today, I want to simply tap into and unlock your mental power. Now, people get all conscrewed when I say mental power, when I say mind power, because most people don't understand that you are a spirit that has possession of a mind that possesses itself through a body. So mind power is spiritual power. And so the question is, what spirit? There's a lot of spirits out there. So I need to make sure that you tap into the right spirit. Thus, the term or the name Christos or Christ. So how do you unlock? Number one, how do you tap into? Number two, how do you unlock? But before we go one, two, what is it? What is the Christos? What is the Christ consciousness? Now, most people know Jesus Christ. Some people believe that he existed. Some people believe don't believe that he existed. Some people don't like to use the term Jesus Christ because, as you know, there was no J's. Again, this is just basic history. There was the letter J is a recent invention. So then the letter was Y. So his name was probably Yehusha, Yehovah, but there was no J's. But again, that's not today's topic. We can argue, we can debate, we can discuss whether his name is this or that. But I'm talking about the essence of the name. Now, after we get through or past the name, now we've got to get to the title or the position. That is the meat of today's message. Everybody knows the man, the name. But how many people know the service, the ministry, the essence, the frequency, the wave, the vibration? What did Yahushua represent? When he walked on the earth, what did he represent? What was his mindset? What was his ruling disposition? That is today's message. How do we tap into that? How do we unlock it? How do you walk around 24/7, 365 days a year, instead of just on Sundays? Now, a lot of people can put on the mindset of Christ on Sunday. No problem. They go to church. They are in a group of people. But what happens if you are in the lion's den? How did Daniel maintain his disposition in the lion's den? How did Moses maintain his disposition walking through the Red Sea? How did Jonah maintain his disposition in the belly of the whale? How did the three Hebrew boys maintain their disposition in the fiery furnace? How did Samson maintain his disposition when he slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey? How did they do it? How did they tap into? How do you retrain your brain and unlock your true potential? That's today's message. How do you retrain your brain? Because your brain controls your body. So back in the day, I was a pretty good con artist. Now, I didn't know I was a con artist. I thought everybody was just like me. See, I've been doing this, conning people, since the age of 6. But I thought everybody did what I didn't really notice it until I got a lot older. And I started looking at that I could do things that other people couldn't do. I could walk onto a car lot with no credit and no job and drive off with a brand new car, and other people couldn't. You know, I could get myself into and out of certain situations. If you got me an interview, I got the job. And so I had to ask myself, okay, is this just a gift? Is this a talent or this skill? Then I realized when my daughter told me, Dad, you have a mouthpiece. And I said, well, Shawty, what do you mean a mouthpiece? She said, well, Dad, when you say things, you say them with a spirit that makes it receivable. Now, this is, at the time, 13, 14-year-old kid. Some of the strangest things, some of my deepest revelations came from children. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes. So sometimes your children can say some very profound stuff if you listen to them. So my daughter got me to researching what I have termed and what is the foundation of a lot of the things that I do, that is the Christos. Now, we've broken down that word, and again, I'm keeping it light today, so I'm not going to refer you to it, but if you have not heard my teachings on the five dimensions of every English word has five Greek words that make it up. So English, according to science, is the dumbest language on the planet. Now, I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm saying the language, the way that we express ourselves compared to other languages. I heard one psychologist say English is like painting a painting with two colors. Hebrew is like painting that same painting. Greek is like painting a painting with seven colors. Hebrew is like painting a painting with 12 colors. Now, let me ask you a question. How great or how good would your painting be if you are painting with more colors? Now, Dr. Emoto proved that if you speak into water, it changes the molecular structure of water. The brain is made out of water. That's what the Bible says. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your thoughts control your brain. Dr. Bruce Lipton proved in his book, The Biology of Belief, that it is what you hear, not your genes or your genetics. In other words, if you are born with a predisposition for blank, that means that your genes are hardwired for alcohol. It runs in your family. Everybody, Uncle Jim, Uncle Tom, Uncle Joe, Aunt Sue, Aunt Lily Mae, Aunt ABC, you trace it all the way back. Everybody was alcoholics. So you're born with a predisposition for alcohol. Well, Dr. Bruce Lipton proved that you can change that predisposition for alcohol. How do you do it? Put yourself in an environment that is anti-alcohol. Hear, see, images, it rewrites your DNA, scientifically proven. Now, there is great books out on neuro-linguistical program. I was certified as an NLP specialist. There's some very powerful stuff. Great book called Mind Power. Went through that course, took the book, awesome book. Self-help, great stuff in all of the books, Think and Grow Rich. Wallace Wattles wrote a book, The Science of Beings. All of these books, self-help books, great stuff. The new stuff, you know, The Secret that came out, great stuff. But compare it to the spiritual stuff that I'm getting ready to share with you today, that's child's play. So you can mask or you can actually read genes. Now, you can fool the brain, you can trick the brain, or you can actually rewire the brain. Inside of my book, Neuro-Linguistical Programming, it's called Neurotheology. So I use neuro-linguistical programming, which means to hardwire your brain. Now, you can go to Google right now and type in these words, the God gene. Great book. I encourage everybody that can to read that book. The title of the book is called The God Gene. Now, in this book, The God Gene, there is a theory that is presented that there is a specific gene inside of the human body that predisposes you for God. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understood what I just said. So let me say it again. Geneticists have proven, claimed, the guy's name is Dean Hamer, H-A-M-E-R. I've done a lot of research on this myself. I talk about it inside of my book. Also been a part of the military In the military, they gave us a shot called a VMAT2 shot. This shot, again, I encourage everyone to pick up a copy of my book. I think that book, Neurotheology, is only $10, very affordable. Anybody listening to the show today, make a donation for, $5? I'll send you the PDF copy for $5. Go to MasterTeacher33.com, make a $5 donation today. I'll send you a copy of the book, Neurotheology, How to Hardwire, How to Rewire Your Brain to God. You want to know why you and God ain't on the same page? Your brain is not on his level. You have to rewire your brain. You can go to church all you want. What does that do? Nothing, unless the person that's behind the pulpit knows the same thing I know, which is there must be a biological, electrical, chemical regening of the brain. So that's what today's message is. How do we do that? So to retrain your brain, to unlock your true potential, you need to have a five-dimensional book. It's called the Helios Biblos, or the Word of God. Now, I'm not talking about a physical Bible. I'm talking about a spiritual Bible. What does that mean? A spiritual Bible means exactly what God said. God said, I have not written my laws on tablets of stone any longer. That's what the Bible says. So you got a tablet of stone. That's called the Bible. Now, that's great. But faith doesn't come by seeing sigils. Now, words are sigils. That's another study for another time, letters. So you look at the Bible, you open your Bible up, and you read the letters off the page. Do you read out loud when you read? Most of us don't. So I have a book called Faith Talk. In this book, I explain why you have to read Scripture out loud to yourself, or do what I do. You have to read Scriptures onto an audio tape, put it on your head while you sleep, and replay it. Why? You have to regenerate yourself. You have to regene. Faith is hardwired into your genes. Now you say, brother, come on, man, what does that mean? Now I got bukus worth of information that explain the God gene theory, how faith is hardwired into your brain, and how the powers that be use the VMAT2 gene. V as in Victor, M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango, the number 2, VMAT2. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type it in. Now, I've been doing this study for, you guys know, I do this for a living. This is what I do all day, 24/7, 365, research information. So if you go to VMAT2, type it in. Click on images when you get an opportunity. Brothers and sisters, this is very, very deep. So the VMAT2 gene is a neuroinhibitor. It regulates or it decreases a certain dopamine. It is a dopamine transporter, if you want to use that term. And so what we have to understand when we talk about the body, God understands that his spirit is either enhanced or reduced by chemistry. Now, in my humble opinion, and I talk about this inside of my book, The Cosmic God Tour, my theology is different from a lot of people. My body is not my friend. Now, I use my body. My body is the temple of the Ruach. I know that. But all I know is when Yahushua died and rose, he said that what we shall be like him. Yahushua said that flesh and blood cannot enter into his kingdom. Yahushua said unless you are born again of the spirit and the water, you can't enter into heaven. It didn't say nothing about the body. It said nothing about blood. Leviticus says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So if you want to glorify your flesh, focus on your blood. If you want to glorify your spirit, you focus on your breath, not your blood. And so it's under open understanding that there is a dopamine that is accumulated. And so this dopamine is transported into the body through the plasma physics, or plasma membrane inside of the body. Now, I want to keep this light, so we're not going to get into all of the science behind it. I just need you to understand that there is a neurological component to everything that exists. Why? You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. So if you don't understand the chemistry, you're not going to understand the electricity. If you don't understand the electricity, you're not going to understand the biology. And so basically the only thing that you have to do to unlock your true potential is understand one word, Christos or Christ. Why? Being confident of this very thing, that he who has began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, Yahushua. The book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians 1 says, being confident. It didn't say to be concerned, to be scared, to be afraid. Be confident. So I'm very confident. When I'm sinning, I'm very confident. When I'm not sinning, I'm very confident. When I'm asleep, I'm very confident. When I'm not asleep, I'm very confident. So why am I very confident? I'm very confident because I know that my mind holds the power, that my mind actually holds more power that I can believe or that you can believe. Why? According to science, there's over 100 billion neurons inside of my brain. 100 billion with a B, neurons inside of my brain. What are they all doing? They are all waiting on my instructions. So I got a 100 billion neuron army waiting for me to give it instructions. Let me make sure that you understand what I just said. Now, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind makes up the brain. Now, when we understand what that means, brothers and sisters, it is estimated that we use 10 to 20% of our brain or our potential. 10%. If you are a genius, now this is what the whole movie Lucy is about. But Lucy, what they did in the movie Lucy was great, because Hollywood is, man, them dudes are smart. So Hollywood, they tell you to unlock your own brain, and then they tell you how do you do it. How did Lucy in the movie unlock her brain? With the help of pharmacia, drugs. So Hollywood tells you, man, there's a little pill. And that, now, I don't know if you guys know, that movie with, what's his name? Wow, what was the name of that movie? Where Unlimited, Limitless. But I don't know if you guys saw that movie. If y'all have not seen that movie, please go watch that movie. It's probably, you can pick it up. I mean, it's probably on Netflix. It came out a while back. Limitless. That movie is a foundation. It had Bradley Cooper in it. He plays this guy. He finds a little pill. Now, he's a loser. He can't write. It's like the movie, I know I keep jumping off topic, I'm sorry, but it's like the Sprite commercial with Drake. Drake can't write. I mean, he can't rap in the commercial. It's an old commercial, like the movie Limitless, like the movie Lucy, like the Transformers, like the Avengers, like the movie Wolverine, like the Hulk, like Spider-Man, like Batman. All of these movies say the exact same thing. Why? What is Hollywood trying to tell you that you are not listening? Oh, I'm listening. I am listening. My ear is to the grind. Hollywood is saying you're only using 10% of your brain. Let us help you tap into the rest of your brain power. The way that we're going to help you is through pharmacia, through pharmacy, through drugs, through chemicals. That's in the book of Revelation. It talks about the great men of renown who would take over the entire world through sorcery. If you look up the definition of the word sorcery in the book of Revelation, any book in the Bible, it underneath that word is the word pharmakeia. The word pharmakeia is where we get the English word pharmacy. Now, the word medicine comes from that same word. So a medical doctor is a sorcerer, according to the Bible. I didn't say that. Your Bible said that. So don't email me, please. Don't call me and say, Brother Will said all doctors are practicing sorcery. That's what your Bible says. Now, either you believe God or you believe, you know, somebody else. That's up to you. All I'm saying is Hollywood is saying the same thing that the Bible is saying. But in the movie Limitless, this guy takes a pill, poof, he writes a book in one day. He starts playing the stock market. He can do these very difficult mathematical algorithms. He becomes a genius. Now, you guys know in the book of James, it says that the power that does not come above is earthly, sensual, and demonic. You guys know, because you've listened to all my shows, the word demonic means genius. Now, I thought a genius, again, somebody have a very high IQ is a good, a very high IQ is a good thing. That's what I was taught. I wanted to be a genius. Well, I'm rethinking that now. So in the movie Limitless, he takes a pill. And he becomes all-knowing. In the movie Lucy, she ingests a pill on accident because she was trying to hide it. She tried to smuggle the pill. The pill's dispersed inside of her stomach. She becomes all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. Who else has those attributes? God. So you want to become God, right, brother? You want to become God, right, sister? I just prefer to be the mental equivalent. That's what it says in the book of Philippians. Now, even this is tough for a lot of people. Now, the Bible even says, do you not know that ye are gods? In the book of Psalms, chapter 82, let me read it for you just in case. The Bible says that God presides in the great assembly with other gods. That's what the Bible says. So the book of Psalms, 82, verse 5, again, how do you untap your true potential? First of all, you got to know you got potential. Everybody listening to the show, you know you got potential. You just don't know how much. What I'm about to share with you right now is going to blow your cookies. It's okay. My cookies been blown. I blow my own cookies pretty much every day. So Psalms 82:5 says, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Let me read that again a little slower. Psalms chapter 82, verse 5. Somebody needs to write that down. So how do you tap into your true potential? How do you unlock your true potential? First of all, you got to know you got potential. Right now, I don't care how great you are, how great you've done. You know what you've done? You barely scratched the surface to your true potential. But you're like, oh, Brother Will, you don't understand, man. I'm a multimillionaire. I got, 15 corporations. I got a private jet. Dude, you still playing church. Oh, Brother Will, but you don't understand, man. I can speak in tongues. I can lay hands on the sick. I can heal the blind. You still playing church. If we could just get a glimpse, the Bible says man has not seen. Man has not even heard of what God wishes to do in us, through us, as us. That's what the book of Psalms is saying. So Psalms 82:5 says something they do not know. What is it that you don't know? That's what the Bible says. Brothers and sisters, it is so important that we understand what God is trying to express to us. Psalms chapter 82, verse 5, in the New Living Translation says, but these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant, they wander about in darkness while the whole world is shaken to the core. Psalms 82, 5, the New International Version says, the gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Who do you think he's talking about? The Bible says that all of creation groans. Right now, when you walk by a plant or tree, they jump for joy because they hope you know who you are. And you walk by that plant, and that plant knows that you don't know who you are, so the plant goes back into depression because you don't know who you are. How do you untap your true potential, brother? First of all, you got to know you got potential. Everybody walking around, we don't know. We don't know. So why is all of creation groaning? Why? Why are they groaning? All of creation, Psalms 8. Again, I apologize for jumping around, but I got to make sure I got to give it to you where the Spirit gives it to me. Romans chapter 8. Verse 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that has been revealed to us. Who's us? For the anxious longing of the creation wait eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willing, but because of him who subjected to it in hope. The primary text, Romans 8:19, in the New Living Translation. Romans 8:19, for all of creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Let me reveal who you really are today, brother. You don't have to wait. You know the kingdom of God is right now, right? You know you can live, you can walk into the kingdom of God right now. You can walk in. Do you know you can live in heaven right now? I don't know if you guys know that. You know that heaven is here just on a different wave. It's on a different frequency. It's on a different vibration. The Bible says, let this mind be in you. The Bible tells us to elevate our thoughts, to elevate our consciousness. So to unlock your true potential is simply the ability to understand that, number one, I have potential. This potential is otherworldly. It's not on this world because Jesus Christ says that he's not of this world. The Bible says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. So all of creation is waiting on you to do what? To come into the knowledge of who you are. Let's go back to Psalms, verse 5. Let's find out who you are. Psalms 82, verse 5. So Psalms 82, verse 5, because again today I'm giving you the key to unlock your Christos. How do you do it? Whatever, whoever you see yourself as, that's what you become. Let me say it again. Whatever, whoever you see yourself as a loser, you become a loser. You see yourself as a cretin, you become a cretin. You see yourself as a virus, you become a virus. You see yourself as unhappy, you become unhappy. You see yourself as lonely, you become lonely. You see yourself as I can't get a man, you can't get a man. You see yourself as broke, you become broke. You see yourself as poor, you become poor. What if we could do Philippians 1:6? Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in me is faithful to complete it. For it is God who wills in me both to will and to do his good pleasure. Galatians 5, 16, I forgot the exact verse. Psalms 82, let's go back. Psalms 82, verse 5. Psalms 82, verse 5, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All of the foundations of the earth are shaken. Verse 6. Psalms 82, verse 6. I have said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. So I will not sit on here and say that you are a god. Little g. It's a little g in the book of Psalms 82, 6. But I will say the same thing that Jehoshua says in the New Testament. I'm God's offspring. I am a joint heir. I am a royal priest. I am a son. So if you don't want to go, now, I've talked about Daryl Rutherford, who wrote a book, Don't Stop Praying to God and Start Praying as God, that changed my life. Great book. I don't recommend you read it, but, hey, it was what I needed. Because, again, I saw myself as less than, because I was raised deep south Texas, where I was around Caucasians. They called me boy. They never addressed me by my name. Well, first of all, number one, most of them know my name. Now, I don't know if you guys are from the South. I don't know if you guys know anything about the South. I don't know if you remember that when the slaves were set free, the southern states, especially Texas, we celebrate Juneteenth in Texas. Why? Everybody else was free long before the slaves in Texas was free. And so the psychological effects of that is, you know, when I was raised, my grandmother told me, boy, you don't look a white man in the eye. So that mentality was hanging around me for a long time. In fact, I still had a little bit of it until about a month ago when a Caucasian man told me, man, you equal. I think I cried like a baby. Now, this was a client. I'm calling him. Or he's calling me, I'm giving him advice. He tells me, he don't even know. We talked about it a little bit. He didn't even know the impact of that statement on my spirit. it unlocked my spirit. Because subconsciously, I was still carrying myself less than. Somebody listening to the show right now, you still carrying yourself as less than. How do you know? When you meet somebody, it's yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That come off your tongue automatically. Go to your job. What is different between you and your supervisor? Is your supervisor better than you? No, he just got a position. You respect the position. But if you cut him, he bleeds just like you. He ain't no better than you. Now, he ain't no worse than you. He's equal to you. That one word, equal, changed my life. Now, I knew it, but it was the way that it was said, and it was when it was said, and it was the spirit that it was said in. Because the brother that told me this, he said, "Brother Will, man, I've learned." Now, this is the Caucasian gentleman. I'm a black man. For a Caucasian gentleman to tell me, "Brother, you're equal." That unlocked the key. That unlocked the door for me. And so today I'm going to unlock a door for you by the grace and mercy of God. And that door is whatever and whoever you see yourself as, that's what you become. You become whatever you think about. You bring about whatever you think about. You must have the mental equivalent of the thing that God desires for you. Now, the self-help community, the book Think and Grow Rich, the book The Secret, you know what they say? They say you must have the mental equivalent of the thing you desire, that you want. You see how close those two statements are? Let me say the statement again. This is what Lucifer says. Lucifer says you must be the mental equivalent of the thing you desire. God says you must be the mental equivalent of the thing I desire for you. That's Christos. That's the difference between heaven and hell. One word. So if you promoting you, you on the broad path. If you promoting your Christos, you on the narrow path. That's the difference. That is the difference between true unlocking your true potential, well, at least identifying your true potential. Now, all my life, 40-plus years, I was taking self-help books, reading self-help books, and what was I doing? I was promoting Willie's dream. I was doing my will. And then when I got heavily involved in the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn and Rosicruism, and I got into Wicca, and I got into Sufism, and I studied perennialism, when I studied perennialism, it was exactly the same as Luciferianism. And when I hung out with my friends over in the Scottish Rites, and then they said that, well, you know, you would be better as a Prince Hall. Now, I don't know if you guys know that black folks can't be Masons, real Masons. Now, they won't tell you that until you get to the higher levels, but no worries. Go hang out with some Masons. You can be a Prince Hall Freemason, but you can't be a Scottish Rite Freemason. And when you get in there, they're going to find out, you'll find out that the 10 steps become a good Luciferian. Luciferian just means they worship Lucifer. They're not going to tell you that when you come into the door. Obviously, they won't scare you off. But what was Lucifer's number one agenda to be a good Luciferian? The number one agenda in all secret societies, what do they say? Number one, do as thy wilt. Promote yourself. Yourself is your flesh. If it feels good, do it. That's the number one agenda to be a good Luciferian. Now, you go to any church in America, what do they do? Well, not any, a lot of them. You know the biggest thing that troubles me today is that most believers have not read the books I've read. So I talk to them. I see Lucifer all over them. And they say, that ain't Lucifer, that's God. And I ask them, have you read the scripture in the book of Corinthians that said Lucifer has transformed himself into an angel of light? Have you read that scripture? Oh, yeah, my pastor preached on that scripture. You know your pastor is Lucifer, right? Oh, no, brother, you don't understand. My pastor is God. He's a godly man. Really? You read Matthew 23? Maybe you haven't read Matthew 23 and looked at the definition of a scribe and a Pharisee, which is the modern-day Reverend Dr. Bishops. Now, I'm talking about how do you unlock your true potential and stop allowing people to put a cap on your true potential. So you go and you listen to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, what do they tell you? I'm just asking a question. I haven't been in a while. All the messages when I was there that I preached and that I heard was, hold on, brother, your blessing's coming. But after 10 years of holding on, I got tired of holding on. I said, I want my blessing now. Thank you very much. I left the church and I went and got my blessing. But you keep holding on, brother. You keep holding on, sister. Because I don't know if you understand that the devil hides in plain sight. And he presents himself as God. But he's not God. The devil goes around as a roaring lion. Who's the lion of Judah? The devil goes around as the morning star. You know that the devil is called the morning star? And Yahushua is called the morning star? Why are they both? You think the devil's stupid? You know that the devil, go to any Lucifer, look, read the book of the law. Read the Egyptian book of the dead. The same names that you use to worship God are in that book. I don't advise you to read it, but if you want to prove it, go read the Lesser Keys of Solomon. To conjure up a demon, what name do they use? Why is it in all of the scary movies the Catholic priests get whooped by the demons? Watch. In the movie I just watched, The Rite, R-I-T-E. One of my favorite actors, what's his name? Hopkins, I forgot his name. I can't remember his name. But anyway, the title of the movie is called The Rite, R-I-T-E. Now, you guys have listened to my show. In order to perform a rite, Anthony Hopkins, that's his name. In order to perform a rite, R-I-T-E, basically that is a ritual, a satanic ritual. It doesn't have to be satanic, any kind of ritual. Now, again, I'm trying to help you unlock your true potential because it is capped. It has been pushed down. So to perform a R-I-T-E, you must write R-I-T-E. And to write, you must be right, R-I-G-H-T. So if you are right in your head, R-I-G-H-T, you are authorized to write, W-R-I-T-E, so that way you can perform a write, R-I-T-E. Now, I've broken that down already. I don't have time to break it down on this show, but that'll blow your cookies. So the priest become possessed by the devil. So the devil got more power than God in all of the movies. You ever notice that? I'm just asking the question. Watch the movies. Everything that the devil is doing, you know that the devil has to reveal his plans first before he do it. God reveals his plans. God says, I don't do nothing without first revealing my plans to the prophets. So that's universal law. So the cosmogrator has to reveal his plans before he oppresses you. But we are not listening. So the devil is going to tell you what he's going to do to you before he do it. Don't believe me? Watch the movie Transcendent, then read my book, Technocrats. How the new power brokers is not information anymore, it's not money, it's technology. That's the new power brokers now. Technology is king. We're believing we were in the industrial age, we went to the information age, now we're in the technological age. So how do you unlock your true potential? How do you unlock your true potential, brother? First of all, you gotta realize that angel, the guy that you love. Now, please, brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to cause no division. I'm not here to say I'm better than nobody else. Your pastor is a good man. I was a good man. I was just deceived. Do you honestly think when I was licensed and ordained minister, preaching on Sunday mornings, I got up there with the intention to mislead people? Do you honestly believe I knew that I was a Satanist? Now, I have a book, Christian Satanist. In that book, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the attributes of Satanism that has been adopted by Christians. So you believe that certain things that you do are biblical. They are not. They are Luciferian. They come from Lucifer. They've been adopted, thanks to Constantine and the Roman Catholic Church, into Christianity. So what has happened? Christianity became paganized. That's nothing new. Look at all the holidays. So holidays has replaced holy days. We're supposed to be keeping the feast. No one in the Bible says anything about no holidays. So holidays slowly crept into the church and replaced holy days. That's nothing new, basic history. Everybody knows that. So your potential has slowly crept out of you. So your potential has been replaced with oppression, depression, and possession. Go to church, they're going to oppress you. Don't believe me? Just go. Just go. Stop tithing. Miss a Sunday. Somebody's going to be correcting you, a.k.a. oppressing you. Why? That's the only way the devil get in. You got to be oppressed. Then, after you've been oppressed, you feel bad. That means you're depressed. Then, after you've been depressed, oh, you ripe for the Reverend Dr. Bishop to show up, and you become possessed. He lays hands on you. You don't know he's got a spirit of lust. That spirit goes out of him into you. That's what the Bible says. Let no man lay hands on you suddenly. The Bible also says, you know that when you get converted, you are twofold more a candidate of hell before your conversion, because it is a conversion. There's a difference between the word constitution and the word prostitute. Look at the word. The devil hides in plain sight. Again, con means to swindle. So we got a constitution, do we not? What is our constitution? What's in our Declaration of Independence? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Read the Satanic Book of the Bible. Read the Codex, Satanic Book of the Bible. The book, the Satanic Bible, the Satan Bible, the Codex Gigas. What do they say in there? Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Where those terms come from? How they end up in our constitution. So the difference between a prostitution and a constitution, pros, P-R-O, con, C-O-N, that's the only difference. They both are a institution. What does that mean, brother, with my potential? That means that the constitution limits your potential because you are pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Which God? Have you looked at the definition of the word pledge? I triple dare anybody listening to this show, after the show, go to dictionary.com, go down to the bottom of the page, look at the definition of the word pledge and the word allegiance. Just look it up. Just look it up, please. So you pledge allegiance. When you pledge allegiance to the flag, you are pledging your allegiance to the Father. Therefore, you have no potential. Now your potential is limited by the flag of the United States. United means a group. States means ruling dispositions. What kind of states? Of America. America is spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-A. They changed the C, they changed the K to a C. You might want to look that one up too. America, the real spelling of the word America. Where did it come from? What does that mean? What's the esoteric meaning of that word America? The real word. So the enemy, he's playing games. He's playing linguistical games with you to dumb down your potential. Because if you have tapped into the word of God, you are a five-dimensional being. I was watching the movie Contact last night. I love that movie. Because in that movie, you know, she gets in contact. She has a problem with her faith. She doesn't really believe in God. But then she has an experience with God, and she can't explain it. But in that movie, they say that most people on earth, we don't understand how higher intelligence works. It works on multiple dimensions. So that's why I do didactic teaching. So when I talk, you will find my teachings are hard to follow. Even when I was talking to a friend earlier today, and I was using an analogy, and she didn't understand what the hell I was saying. She said, hold on, I thought we was talking about this, and now you're talking about this. You listen to my shows, I use an example, and then I use an example. I'm talking about I'm talking about animals, and I'm the example I use is automobiles. You're like, what? I thought we were talking about animals. I talk on five dimensions because God's word is five dimensional. So when I talk, my lessons are didactic on purpose because that's how Yahushua taught. So in other words, I'm hitting each level. Your spirit is picking it up, but your mind is not. It's okay if you don't understand a lot of what I say. It's okay if you don't understand all of my analogies. Just let it hit your spirit. Let it hit your eardrum. Because your subconscious picks it up. Because I am speaking multi-level. Because we are in a multiverse. Because we serve a multi-dimensional God. So we have a multi-dimensional book. We live a multi-dimensional life. We have a multi-dimensional purpose. But most of us live on one dimension, and we're happy. All I'm saying is there are multiple dimensions to you. And I want you to unlock those multiple dimensions. And so in order to unlock that, when you read something, make sure you understand it has multiple meanings. And so you read one thing and you think that is it. And it's deeper, brother. It's deeper, sister. So are you. The way that you unlock your potential is to accept your Christos, your Christ-likeness. What does that mean? Now, I have a Christ consciousness statement written on a poster board hanging up in my wall, in my office. So every day I wake up, and I don't do this every day, but a lot of days I will read this, and I always remember Hebrews 4:12. This is your key. This is really important. How do you unlock your true potential? Number one, know that you have true potential. We've just been talking about that for an hour. So now I know I got potential, so how do I unlock it? How do I get to it? Well, people talk about tapping into their subconscious brain. They talk about how do you access knowledge, because the knowledge is there. It's lying dormant. It's like it's in a file cabinet. You ever file something away and you can't remember where you filed it? Is it lost? No. You know where it's at. You just don't know exactly where it's at. That's where your powers are. They're there. They're lying dormant inside of you, waiting for you to tap into them. So the way that you tap into the Christ consciousness, you got to access the gnosis or the knowledge of who you really are. You have to learn how to pray or to meditate without ceasing. Now, there are many different forms of meditation. Now, no, I don't do meditation. Meditation requires you to go into a room, preferably quiet, preferably dark, preferably. Now, I've already done the show that when you go into the dark, what happens? Serotonin and melatonin is released. Serotonin and melatonin alters the brain pattern to the reptile or the kundalini. It puts you in an alpha state of mind, makes you relax. That is why they promote yoga and meditation. They ain't stupid. They being the cosmogrator. Meditation is the easiest way or the easiest practice to actually get into what is called the alpha. Now, you guys know that there are four brain patterns, really five. They only give us four. Alpha, theta, beta, and delta, if I remember correctly. Again, all this is out of, this is in one of my other books that breaks this all down, so I'm shooting off the top of the dome, but I need to make sure that you understand. Meditation is not the ticket. Prayer, the way that the world teaches it, is not the ticket. Consciousness is the ticket. What is consciousness? Consciousness means that I am aware of something 24/7, 365, praying without ceasing. That's the ticket. So how do you do that? This is how you unlock your hidden, your dormant potential. When you look at the guiding principle for brain pattern, because remember, we are rewriting or rewiring your brain. So to retrain your brain, this unlocks your true potential. It releases the cellular membrane. The way that you do that is to maintain a mental disposition of your diakonia. Now, what is that? Service or ministry. What is that? What you're designed to do. What is that? Why you're here. What is that? What you did when you was a child. Now, when I say what you did when you was a child, what do I mean? The fruit of the Spirit. Everybody has a spiritual gift. Everybody. Most of us, we don't remember our spiritual gifts. Now, you are thinking way out there. You're thinking like auto mechanics. You're thinking like, you know, construction. You're thinking like a skill. No, that's not a spiritual gift. A spiritual gift is spiritual. So a spiritual gift, in the Greek, it means charisma. Now, have you ever met somebody who was charismatic? You know the word charismatic? That's where they got the charismatic movement from. The Bible says, for one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge, another by the same Spirit the gifts of healing, another the gift of miracles. So the Bible tells us these spiritual gifts. This is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Notice the spiritual gifts are considered nothing. So I got the gift of giving. How do I make money with that? So I got the gift of administration. That's one of the spiritual gifts. So how am I going to make money with that? I got the gift of operations. So how am I going to make money with that? So the world discounts spiritual gifts. And so when you watch your child, like I have one of my spiritual gifts is the gift of discernment. Now, I didn't know that was a spiritual gift. I meet people and I sense. When I was a little kid, that was one of my brothers, unfortunately. Granted, he was a stepbrother. That fool slept with all of his daughters. He molested every female in our family. He was my brother, my oldest brother. No longer here. We had the same mother, different fathers. So when I was around my brother, I had a bad vibe about that dude. But he was my brother. But I had the spirit of discernment. But nobody encouraged it. Nobody fostered it. Nobody nurtured it. So I threw it away. I said, that's my brother, man. He ain't doing nothing. And then he molested my biological sister. Man, my dad almost killed him. He beat that dude. Woo, man. But that was a gift. But I discounted it. I didn't nurture it. Nobody did. So you got the same gift. We all got gifts. Now we have to accept those gifts. We have to see ourselves as those gifts. That's what I do 24/7, 365. I find those gifts. I help people find their spiritual gifts. Now, at the moment of salvation, a believer receives his spiritual gifts. Let me say it again. At the moment of salvation, a believer receives his spiritual gifts. Let me say that again. This is really important. I hope you're thinking what I'm thinking. So how were you operating in your gift when you was a child and you wasn't saved as you was a child? Let me explain. At the moment of salvation, a believer receives his spiritual gifts. Let me ask you a question. I buy you a gift. I bring it to you, I put it underneath the Christmas tree, and it's November. Christmas is not until December. Do you have your spiritual gift? I gave it to you. It's underneath the tree. But you ain't opened it. You have the gift, but the gift lies dormant until you receive the ability to inhabit the gift. Let me say that again. There's many people walking around with gifts. They got presents, but they ain't opened them because they haven't received them, because they haven't received the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit that gives you the potential to operate the gift. You got it. You haven't received it. Well, I put $1 million in the bank. Now, this was supposedly a true story. There was a guy, he was homeless. He lived in Miami. He inherited his family's wealth, but he didn't know it. He was a millionaire. He's walking the streets of Miami homeless. He had no clue. He was estranged from his family. He was pushing a basket cart on the beach when somebody identified him and said, "Man, aren't you, what's his name, son? You know, your dad passed away like 5 years ago and left you everything. They've been looking for you." So this dude was a multimillionaire walking the streets of Miami, destitute, homeless. He had a gift. He had money, but he didn't know it. There's a lot of people listening to this show right now. You got gifts, but they're not unlocked. You got them, but you can't use them because you don't know them. That is what I do. I give people their gifts because God gave me mine. So the same way God gave me mine is the same way I'm going to give you yours, by getting you back in contact with your true self, the true Christ consciousness. That's what Christ is all about. That's what salvation really is. Salvation is not an altar call. Can somebody show me an altar call in the Bible? Please, I'm a little slow. I know I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. So, you know, I need a little help. I know it's in there. It's got to be in there, right? Every church does it. That means it's got to be in there. Because the church represents God. So that means if we are doing an altar call, if we say, "Hey, anybody, everybody stand up, come down." I remember growing up as a kid in the Baptist church, they had a mourner's bench. They were singing the song, everybody come to the mourner's bench, sit on the bench. Can somebody show me that in the Bible, please? I'm just making a statement. I can't find it. So you have a conversion. But how was that conversion? Is it fear-based or is it faith-based? Did you respond because the preacher preached a message that said, if you walk out this door and you're not saved and you don't know Christ, when you die, you're going to bust hell wide open? I thought about that statement. I said, "Man, I want to bust hell wide open." Fear. I got saved because I was afraid, counterfeit. That's why when I was saved, I had no power. I had a form of godliness, but I didn't have no power. So I was saved for 10 years. I was a walking, talking, Bible-toting Satanist. Because everything that I did, there are 10 steps to become a good Luciferian. I did all 10, all of them, while I was walking around with a collar, laying hands on people. So what do you think the people that I was praying for, what do you think happened? All my demons I had, I transferred to them. That's why the Bible says when you get saved, you are twofold more a candidate of hell than you were before you got saved. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, I understand. But we got to go deeper than this stuff that we're doing because you got a God gene inside of you. Now, the U.S. military uses a chemical to suppress your God gene to make you a better killer. Don't believe me? Go ask somebody who's a bushmaster in the military. They get a shot in their butt, usually every 6 months. That's what they did when I was in. They don't tell you what it is. Why? It is an inhibitor. It disconnects you from God chemically, makes you a better fighter. How are you going to fight God? You know, like me, I love everybody. I'm a six. I want to get along with everybody. That's one of my spiritual gifts. So how do I unlock Ephesians 4:11? How God works in you, as you, through you, in the form of prophecy, in the form of serving, in the form of teaching, in the form of exalting, in the form of giving, in the form of organizing, in the form of mercy. God works through you by the gift in you. But you don't know your gift, so God can't work through you. The gift is sitting there dormant. Your potential is your gift. So the gift of God's grace shapes how you view life. So the devil tells you, bought God's gift. I got your gift. Go to college, get a degree in zoology, and go work at a zoo. oh, become an architect and build buildings. Now, I'm not saying none of that is wrong. That is great on this dimension. It'll help you make money, take care of your children. In addition to doing that, do this too. Understand that God has a gift for you. And God wants you to fulfill your potential, but the only way that you can fulfill your potential is to understand your Christos. The word Christos means the messianic office. Now, there are two administrations on this earth right now. There is the fallen star demonstration and the morning star administration. Both exist on the planet today. So you have the option of being a member of the fallen star and be demonstrative. Use your hand. Demonstrate. Or you can be a part of the morning star administration. Use your spirit. Use your mind. Administrate. Which one you got? So the way that you unlock your Christos is two. Number one, I got one. Number two, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to accept it. Number three, I'm going to express it or expose it. You have to accept it. That means you got to, first of all, realize, okay, I got a gift. So in my Dear Kidney Report, that's what I show you. In the back of my Dear Kidney Report, after we go through the career options, after we pay your life path number and all of that worldly stuff, at the end of the book is the good stuff, your spiritual gift. Everybody has a Dear Kidney Report. Make sure you spend a lot of time reading your spiritual gift. Because you will find prophecy, servicing, teaching, exalting, giving, organizing, mercy, wisdom, knowledge. All of these are spiritual gifts. Once you identify that, my brothers and sisters, then the next thing happens, the manifestation of gifts. The manifestations of gifts is a supernatural administration of the Holy Spirit's presence and power in your life. So the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given. Notice what the scripture says. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. For the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So the Spirit is given to you to profit. And you mean to tell me you want to give your stuff away for free? That's what people tell me always. Tell me. That's what I did in the beginning, because if you don't see value in yourself, you think you're going to see value in your gift or values in others? Remember the show that I did on distrust? If I can't trust you, that means I don't trust myself. If I can't love you, that means I don't love myself. If I am afraid of you, that means I'm afraid of myself. Anything that I project onto you is an indication of something that I lack within myself. So I want to give my stuff away for free to you because I want to give myself for free because there's no value in myself. So the more value I see in myself, the more value I see in my products. People ask me, Brother Will, why in the world your books is $199? Because I see a lot of value in myself. So everything I do is priced accordingly. I'm very valuable. Because the Father told me I was. He told me I'm a royal priest. He told me that I am a royal nation. He told me that I am a peculiar person. He told me that I'm called, that I'm justified, that I'm glorified, that I'm sanctified. He told me, the Father told me, that he wishes above all things that I prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, that I should fear no evil because he with me. That's what he told me. He told me that the lilies of the field, the birds in the air, they don't sow nor reap. And I am much more valuable than them. So how much more does he care about me? He told me that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. So I was like, okay, Father, I believe what you say, not what my eyes see. And my life started to change. Specifically, whatsoever or whosoever has, to him, more shall be given. Now, brothers and sisters, these last 10 minutes, we gotta drop some knowledge really, really quickly. This is really, really, really important. Hebrews 4:12 tells me that the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So the devil got polarity, right? He got a two-edged sword. What do I got? I got a five-edged sword. So you bring your two-edged sword on over here. I got a five-edged sword. The word of God is alive. My sword is alive. Powerful. My sword is powerful. And it's sharper than your two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul, number one. And the spirit, number two. And of the joints and marrow, number three. And is the discerner of the thoughts, number four. And the intent, number five, of the heart. So I got a sword that is alive, powerful, and it is five-dimensional. I think I'm going to win this battle. Then I read the book of Psalms, Psalms 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all of the host of them, by the breath of his mouth, not the blood of his body. The breath, not the blood. Psalms 33, verse 6. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the heavens is in the breath. So I understood that I needed to do five things. Number one, to unlock your true spiritual potential, which is your Christ consciousness. Number one, be who God says you are. Number two, start where God has you. Number three, use what God gave you. Number four, do what God designed you. Number five, be that now. Stop waiting. Let me say that again. Everybody listening to this show must unlock your Christos today. Number one, be who God says you are. Not who the Reverend Dr. Bishop says you are. Not what your mother, father says you are. Not what your college degree says you are. Not what your depressed mind says that you are. So your brain tells you, oh man, you know what, you can't really do anything today. You're not white, you're not 6'5", you don't have blonde hair, you don't have blue eyes, you didn't graduate from Harvard. You don't have a degree from Yale. You don't have this or that. Stop listening to yourself. Listen to God. What does God say? Number one, be, not do. Be, not do. Be, not do. You must be before you do. Number one, be who God says you are. Number two, start where you are. Number three, use what you are. Number four, do what you're designed. Number five, be it now. The longer you wait, the more time the enemy has to play mind games with you. Those are the five steps to unlocking your true Christos. What is Christos? Your position. What is your position? Your diakonia. What's your diakonia? Your gift. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. This is what I do. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2:5. So that's my mental disposition. My mental disposition is equal with God. What's yours? Not greater, but it's equal. So whatever, whoever I see myself as, that's what I become. I see myself as a son of God, therefore I am a son of God. I see myself as wealthy, therefore I am wealthy. I see myself as healthy, therefore I am healthy. I see myself as wise, therefore I am wise. You become whatever you see yourself as. Whoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more. Whoever has not, the little that he does have will be taken. So if you don't see yourself as, then you lose. Whoever sees himself as, to him shall be given as. If you see yourself as a loser, to him shall be given Loserville. If you see yourself as a winner, to him shall be given Winterville. What do you see yourself as, brother? What do you see yourself as, sister? That is the key. That is your ticket. What do you see? What is your mental disposition? Whatever you see yourself as, the Bible says, to whoever has. The problem is you don't have. I gave it to you. God gave it to you, but you don't have it. Why? It's still sitting underneath the tree. Get unstuck. You're stuck. How do you get unstuck? Number one, be who God says you are. Number two, start where God has you, using what God gave you. Number three, use what God gave you. Number four, do what God designed for you to do. Too many of us are doing what something somebody else designed us to do. God designed me as a Life Path 6, as a Master Teacher 33. My job is to take the vision from the 11, take the building, the organization from the 22, and use it as the tools to guide humanity. That is my gift. My gift is the ability to uplift the spirits of humanity. Now, remember the word gift means charisma, which means charismatic, which means charm. So I have a pickle when it comes to my gift. I can either inform, inspire, and influence. I can uplift or I can tear down. You have that same pickle. If you are a great organizer, organizers are the life like the eights. They are what I call a master executive. They are spiritual organizers. What's the opposite of organizing? Disorganizing. Harmony, disharmony. So either I am lifting you up. What's the opposite of lifting somebody up? Tearing them down. Oh, man, you can ask my children. They will tell you, don't piss Dad off. He will make you, he will linguistically chew you up. That is the dark side of my gift. So if I'm not careful, instead of saying something to encourage you, I will say something to discourage you. You have that same potential. Your potential can be used for good or it can be used for evil. Now, brothers and sisters, again, please remember the five keys to retrain your brain and unlock your true potential. Those five keys to retrain your brain and unlock your true potential, again, be who God says you are. Use what God says, or start where God has you. Start where you are. Everybody tells me, well, brother, I'm waiting to get, and then I'm going to start. That is the sign, that's the number one trick of the Luciferian agenda. Everybody I talk to is waiting. Brother, I am waiting to get my college degree. I am waiting to get this new building. I am waiting to get my income tax. I am waiting, you know, to get married. I am waiting to get sober. I am waiting to stop smoking. I am waiting to stop fornicating. I am waiting to stop. You know what I did? I thought whatever evil I'm doing, I did it more. I did it more. Am I telling you to go out and sin more? Absolutely not. This is what I did. Because the devil was using my perfectionism against me. So I published books that got grammatical errors in it. Who gives a rip? You got a problem with it? If you don't like it, send it back. I'll double your money back. I refuse to let the devil hold me back any longer. I bloom where I planted. I am not waiting any longer. How much time do you think you got? You think the world is waiting on you? You could die tonight with your dream inside of you. Start now. Be who God says you are. Start where God has you. Use what God gave you. Do what God has designed you. And do it now. Philippians 1:28, my brothers. Philippians 1:28 says, in no way be terrified by your adversaries, which is to them proof of perdition, but to you salvation from God. In no way be terrified. Somebody out there is terrified. Why are you afraid, brother? God has not given you a spirit of fear, sister. He's given you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Whatever, whoever you see yourself as, that's what you become. You become whatever you think about. You bring about whatever you think about. You must be the mental equivalent of the thing that God desires for you, not the thing that the flesh wants for you. You must be the mental equivalent. 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 You must be a mental millionaire before you will ever be a physical millionaire. You must be mentally healthy before you will ever be physically healthy. You must be mentally in a relationship before you can ever be physically in a relationship. You must be mentally wise before you will ever be physically wise. You must be mentally holy before you will ever be physically holy. You must be the mental equivalent of the thing God desires for you. I am the mental equivalent of a person with discernment. I am the mental equivalent of someone who uplifts the spirit of humanity. I am the mental equivalent of someone who is wealthy. I am the mental equivalent of someone who is healthy. I am the mental equivalent of someone who is wise. Why? Having a strong mental concept is a spiritual vision, a.k.a. also known as diakonia. A strong mental equivalent is an image. It is a picture. It is the ability to hold that mental equivalent regardless of your circumstances or conditions. Whatever mental image is held in the brain will sooner or later manifest according to the specifications of that image. Let me say that again. Whatever mental equivalent or whatever mental image, whatever picture, whatever purpose, whatever destiny, whatever dream, whatever diakonia is held inside of the brain must manifest sooner or later. If you have lack, if you are poor, if you are confused, if you don't have no friends, if your business is not as successful as you want it to be, if there is anything that is going on in your life, if there is any sense of lack, you must erase the thought from your consciousness by pouring in the Word of God. You must erase any mental lack with spiritual abundance. The Word of God meets that negative thought, and it neutralizes its effect on the brain. Let me say that again. Neurologically speaking, when you read scriptures onto a tape and you play it back, if you write down or if you read, for example, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And you pray that over and over and over again. Every time you pray that, that word meets the negative neurons inside of your brain, and it rewrites them. It changes your neurological network. That is what Dr. Bruce Lipton has in the Biology of Belief. So you must maintain a constant, positive, militaristic, aggressive mental attitude in the direction of your diakonia. So you sense or you feel or you having a bad day, get mentally aggressive. Put that mental picture in your mind of your diakonia to destroy that feeling of being less than. You have to rewrite the script. You got to regenerate yourself. You got to regene yourself. You got to retune. It's like giving a car a tune-up. You have to change. You got 100 billion neurons. 75 billion of them neurons have been negatively programmed. So now we got to reprogram those 75 billion neurons that have been programmed the wrong way. How do we do it? Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So my brothers and sisters, in no way be terrified by your adversities or your adversaries. Read Psalms 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Read Hebrews 11, 3. We know that the worlds were framed by the word. So we are reframing our word, our world, with our word. So you got right now negative programming. It's called lack. If you are slack, you will have lack. So you can't be slack. You got to be militaristic. You got to be aggressive in maintaining a Christ-centered mental attitude. Christ means your gift. What is your gift? You got the gift of teaching. That means my mental disposition every day, all day, must be focused on teaching. Teaching what? Wealth, health, and wisdom. Why? That is my diakonia. You see, my brothers and sisters, the truth is Yahushua, Jesus Christ, is the way. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. Yahushua says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say he created it. He says he is it. So we live the way he lives. The truth is that all things are possible to him that believes. Do you believe, brother? Do you believe in the mental image that you got playing in your brain? Do you believe it? The way to proceed is to begin right where you are. Right now. Don't wait. Not tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't wait till you get home. Don't wait till you buy a new Bible. Don't wait till you get a new software program. Don't wait till, you know, your husband comes back. Don't wait till the wife starts acting right. Don't wait till you get your income tax. Don't wait till you lose your income tax. Don't wait till you get your bonus. Don't wait till you get a new job. Don't wait till you leave your old job. Don't wait till you buy your new house. Don't wait till you get your pool in the backyard. Don't wait till you get a new dog. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. The key to unlocking your potential is to begin right where you are. It is not realistic to attempt to begin somewhere else. One who understands that there is a systematic of the spirit, once you understand that, then you will understand that he is where he is because he is what he is. You are what you think you are. If you wait to think you are better, you will never be better. If you wait to think you are called, you will never be called. If you wait to think you are holy, you will never be holy. If you wait to think you are wealthy, you will never be wealthy. If you wait to think you are wise, you will never be wise. If you wait to think that you are holy, you will never be holy. Never wait. Do it now. Spirit only respects now. Atonement means at one ment. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Walk in your true spiritual potential. My brothers and sisters, may God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set-apart one, continue to lead to and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actio. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.